Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And we're done with Summer of Fun. We are back to doing regular shows. And I do use that term loosely. And I need to point out that today is iPhone launch day. So you probably have a pretty good idea what's about to happen. But before we get into talking about launching iPhones, Patrice from an undisclosed location in Oslo, how are you?
Undisclosed location in Norway, yeah, in Oslo. No, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's my last like full day here. And yeah, I've been walking around for like 4.5 hours all day, basically. And it's been fun. Weather is today, it's kind of overcast, but not bad.
So, yeah.
Not a lot to talk about.
Well, you know, get it. Yep. But I know who does have a lot to talk about, and that would be Dave. How are you, Dave?
I am great. I'm just hot back from the Apple store, but I have my iPhone 16 Pro Max. It just came. I just grabbed it
and nice.
Flew right back here and got right onto the show. So I'm ready to unbox.
Awesome. Awesome. And best friend of UPS delivery drivers everywhere, Chuck Joyner. How are you?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you? And I didn't even go to the Apple store. Mine arrived literally minutes before we started the broadcast. I have not even pulled the tab on it to open it yet. And you also notice that I'm not showing you my home address on the home address side.
That's I was too very bad careful because, about that. We were about to get our road trip together and just show up on your doorstep.
Yep. I said earlier in the pre-show that if I'd have thought anything, I'd have taken a selfie with the UPS driver and posted it. But there are probably laws against that somewhere.
Yeah.
It all depends on how you're dressed or how you hold the driver. Do you need me to draw a picture for you?
No.
I just can't get that out of my mind now.
The only drivers I hold are golf clubs. So sorry. Yeah, that's
perfect.
Well played.
Thank you.
All right. So you have iPhones. And I feel like since both of you have just been incredibly patient or shown incredible self-restraint and not opened your packages yet, it's probably time for us to do that.
Mine isn't in a package. I didn't even take a bag. He said, "Do you want a bag?" No, I'll just take it.
Yeah, I can. Here, if there you go.
Here's my first tab. Get it here and grab it.
There we go. We've got the ASMR episode. Nice.
Okay. I've never understood the fascination with unboxings, but here we go.
Well, yeah, especially an Apple product. I mean, look at the engineering that went into the shipping package.
You are right about that. You are right about that. It really is a whole different thing.
And you don't
need this year it's new packaging, right? Didn't Apple say something like that they have refined the packaging again?
Yes. There's no plastics in the packaging at all.
Yeah, and I think they also talked about it being slimmer, smaller, something like that.
I don't remember this in previous ones, but like I just popped a tab and I'll pop the other one. But
that's the Apple Watch. Yeah, they've had that.
That's the Apple Watch. Oh, that's the
Apple
same.
Watch. Oh, that's the Apple Watch.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay. I've got the wrong unboxing going on
here. Yeah, Eunice is right. It's £50 worth of packaging.
Let's try this again. There. That's how excited I am, apparently. Is
you can't even tell what the difference is between an Apple Watch and an iPhone.
I wasn't thinking. It was the package on top. Okay, so there. So now I'm with Dave.
Yeah.
All right, so you went
I'll
with
go with the case.
Oh, okay. So both of you got the bigger iPhone.
Yes.
Pro Max.
Yes.
We have the exact same one. I have 512, he has 256.
Right.
Oh, that sounded like a diss.
Not at all. He was the one who wanted 256. I was going to say anything.
Yeah, no, I didn't consider that a diss because I'm
Not at
keeping more money in my
all.
pocket. So,
Yeah, that's true. What does it
yeah,
cost
so
me? A couple
take
extra
that,
bucks?
Dave.
And I didn't intend to that at all.
Yeah,
I should have
so
made popcorn.
yeah.
there is.
There it is in the box, waiting.
Yeah.
So both of you went with black.
Yes.
Did. Yeah.
Again,
There.
no plug. There's
Oh,
just a cord.
I've got that too. Yeah. So, and there it is.
You're in the saying
Enough.
in the chat, after 10 minutes, Chuck's room is just torn packaging and he's playing with the boxes. Just like Christmas. No, just like cats.
Just like cats.
Just like cats. Now, let's see. So, I need to take my old iPhone out of its case.
Let's see. There's the cord that came out. And then no more stickers.
That makes me
No,
sad.
I just dropped it. It was the instructions.
It doesn't. I have so many of those damn stickers and I never used them for anything.
Yeah, I probably have a whole collection of them sitting right here
It's
next to me.
just
I gotta.
more plastic that just gets discarded.
But it's plastic that makes me happy.
You can still go to the store and ask for it.
That's okay, that's true. But there's always just been a special feeling for me when I open up a brand new Apple product and I have my Apple logo sticker.
Jeff, go and get yourself a little Apple tattoo on the back of your hand, and then you can just look at it anytime you feel the need to feel happy.
There's
I've
an
got a
idea.
Sharpie. I could just do it right
Yeah.
now.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you probably
Go
could.
for it. Go for it.
Art, the artist he is.
Okay, so let's see if I can do this. Back to back, the new iPhone is a little longer.
But not by a lot.
Yeah, not by a lot, but enough to, I mean, that you have a new
Yeah.
case, no question about that.
There's your gap right there.
Yeah. Thickness
Yeah.
is, I don't know. Dave, what do you think? It might be a little thinner, but if it is, it's not much.
No.
It's hard
Isn't
to.
it even a little thicker?
Oh, it is a little thinner. I notice it.
It looks a
Okay.
little, it actually looks a little thinner, Patrice. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, there you go. It's not
So,
perfect,
oh,
but
yay! Good job. Good job, Jeff.
that's all
Jeff,
on you, Chuck. I
but
hate
now,
you. You.
I mean, it should, if anything, it should be a six color logo, right?
Well, yeah, I'll have to dig out the other Sharpies for that.
Ewan says back to back, it looks like a manscaper. Well, I hadn't really thought about that, Ewan, but yeah.
At the color, I still like this blue. That's the 15 Pro Max.
I'm a big
Yeah,
fan of
it's more
blue.
gray.
Yeah, exactly.
Mean, mine's going to go straight into the case, so.
The blue is not gray. It looks blue. That's the 15.
Yeah,
Black
but then
doesn't look like it. It
16.
isn't. It isn't a
Oh, it's
dark
black.
black. Yeah, this is black. Yeah.
Still gray. Still gray.
It almost looks gray. It says black, but that does look kind of gray.
50 Shades of Grey.
I
Dave's
don't know.
bondage
This must be
phone.
rivet. This must be riveting to listen to,
Riveting,
like
yeah.
riveting
Yeah,
podcasting.
the video is not all that
Well,
great, let alone the video.
this is a very subtle gray black, and it is very nice.
Soft
Yeah,
black.
and the blue is another gray hue, but with like a blue tint.
My sister-in-law is going to be very happy because she's getting this 15 Pro Max.
Oh yeah, she'll be very happy.
Well, she's
He
going for
will
my
be.
old, she has my old 12 Pro Max, so
Oh, that's a big jump.
yeah.
That's a very big jump.
I talked her into it.
That's a
Plus
big jump.
I said, yeah, it's gonna cost you a lot less to buy this because I only have about $700 left on to pay this off, so
So should we do some like news and stuff?
yeah,
Well, Chuck
I
still
think.
has a watch to unbox for us.
Oh,
Oh,
okay.
that's true.
Oh, if you
He
want to
already
do that,
forgot
we'll do
about
some
it.
news.
He got so
I
he
what?
got so focused, so excited about the iPhone box, he forgot about the watch.
I wasn't even thinking about the fact that you wanted me to do this, so but I can easily do it. So there it is. Now we're yes. Again, I don't I'm just not a big huge fan of watching somebody else open boxes, but if it's what makes you happy, anything for BTN, right? So
Right.
and I guess yeah, that's the watch, it's the
I
band.
still think this, I still think that watch face that
Here.
they have, like, and all their promo materials, whatever, is so ugly.
That's as far as I go with the watch. The guy let me could take it out, and I took a look at it and compared it. It is a little it's a it, you do notice the size and the looking at the screen, it does look really nice as far as large size, and Chuck will find that out in person in a second, but that was what my observation was when I was at the store looking at it, so.
So, opening it up.
Yeah, good point.
Didn't
It's
mean
an
to take your
Apple
thunder
Watch
away there.
10 and not X.
Right.
Which does not surprise me at all. I did not expect
No.
Apple to do the Roman numeral 10 for this one.
No, not again. I mean, it's been a marketing nightmare. I think like 3/4 of the world still calls it X just because of that.
10,
So, no.
10S, 10R, and then they stopped.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, it's the same thing with Mac OS 10, right? I think, like, if you asked in Europe, I think most people will say it's Mac OS X.
Okay.
Definitely Germany. Like, everybody will say, oh, this is Mac OS X. Think
Well,
Italy as well. I think Vitici, like, mentioned that at some point.
interesting. I have not paired it. I have not paired it yet. So, much to my surprise, it doesn't look. I guess it looks a little bigger, but
It
physically. But
is
this, but the
not
screen.
that much bigger. It's like a millimeter or something. It like physically it is almost identical.
Yeah, so
The screen
I'm
size
now.
is different, but not the physical size.
Yeah, I'm now anxious. I mean, obviously, it's just giving me the little message says, to jump through the hoops, and I'm not going to do that
Yeah, I'm
because I
not
want to
set.
pair
Well, am
it
I
with the
setting up my
new
iPhone
one.
right now?
Yeah,
So because you don't want to
yeah,
jump?
yeah. Well, okay. So I'm going to put it back in the box so I don't lose the darn thing since I didn't put the band on
Dave,
it because I.
how's that camera button on the case?
Yeah, this is Apple's case, so
So it's gonna last about 2 months.
actually, this is not terribly bad built and bad design. I mean, this is the clear one. It's the silicon. So there's the button on the case. So it's very prominent, and you see it's white in color on this clear case.
And like
That's
sealed
MagSafe.
into the case.
Yeah, it's sealed into the case. Yep. So you just kind of push it, and it must sense it. So I'll find out. But I've always liked clear cases. And unfortunately, I bought this Spigen case, and I ordered the wrong one. Got the Pro and not the Pro Max, so I got that one
Whoops.
coming tomorrow. So I have to return that. That's definitely going to be something to look at too. See if I can look at it. Just lab right here while Chuck's doing his thing.
Am I supposed to be
Well,
doing something else?
oh, I thought you were. Sorry.
Then maybe it's time to start talking about some news.
Yeah, let's do it.
And let's see if I can actually get something in the chat. Have to keep reloading the live stream. There we go. And I'm certain it's a problem on my end. All right, so let's talk about end-to-end encryption coming to the iPhone. And hold on. Oh my God. Okay. We're going to have a slight detour from what we were going to talk about. For me to rant about a problem with macOS tall trees, holy crap. I am now glad I have not upgraded my primary Mac just yet.
I don't
It's
know. I don't know what the problem is. I mean, I've been on it for
okay, well then tell me,
a while.
how do I not have a window suddenly expand to fill the whole screen when I'm just trying to drag it to a new location?
That is a good question. That's happened to me a couple of times. I think you can disable that somewhere.
Someone find where I can disable that so I can turn it off, because it's like every time I go to move a window, it just suddenly takes on a life of its own and fills the whole screen. And then I drag it so it's smaller, and then it just pops back up the full screen again, and super frustrating.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyhow, with macOS tall trees officially out, iOS 18, iPadOS 18, watchOS 11, tvOS, whatever, HomePod, all of them, they're all out. And so there's plenty for us to talk about. One of the things that's come up already are reports that Apple will be bringing encryption to RCS, which is the new messaging standard. Excuse me. And so actually, before we get into the Apple's bringing encryption, end-to-end encryption to RCS, there's a thing about RCS. You may or may not have it now that you have iOS 18. Excuse me, installed. Major carriers have it, and I'm not even sure if it's available outside the United States in iOS 18.
I honestly haven't seen it at all. I mean, how would you even know that you have it? That's
I
the
will
question.
tell you how you would know. Go to settings on your iPhone.
Okay, can't do that right now because I'm using the phone as a camera, but okay.
It's all right. We're recording this.
Good,
Okay.
I'll do that later.
All right. So go into settings, tap general, tap about. I'm doing this from memory, by the way. There we go. Scroll down to where it says carrier. And this is so obvious that this is what you do, right? Now start tapping on carrier until it says IMS status.
Yep, it says
And
voice, SMS, and RCS.
so you have it, and you're on AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile.
T-Mobile.
And I do not have it, but that's because I'm on an MVNO. I'm on Mint Mobile. And all the
Oh,
carriers
interesting.
have to roll out their own software updates, like on their back end, and then send you the, you know how you occasionally get the carrier package update alert on your phone, then that has to get pushed out. So, like in
Hey,
my case,
Jeff, do that path one more time. Settings,
settings, general,
general.
about.
About.
And now scroll down to where it says carrier. It'll be in the SIM or eSIM section.
eSIM, right?
And just tap on carrier. It'll say PRL. Tap on it again. IMS status.
Wait a
And
minute.
if it says voice, SMS, RCS, then you have RCS support. In my case, it just says voice and SMS.
So I've gone.
Interesting.
I've gone down.
It'd be interesting to ask the people in the chat from the UK whether they have that or not.
Yeah.
Right.
I've got an eSIM, then I've got my network AT&T carrier. Oh, there it is. There it is.
There it is.
Voice, SMS, and RCS.
There you go.
Interesting.
I don't want to put it on my screen because my IMEI would be exposed, so I'm not telling,
Yes, it
showing you.
would. Don't show
Oh
us your
no, don't do that.
IMEI.
Don't
Oh,
do
sure,
that.
Dave. Come on. It can't be any worse than my home address. I'll show you
Sir.
mine if you show me yours.
Yes.
By the way, Jeff, system settings, desktop and dock, there is a tile by dragging windows to screen edges, and I'm guessing that's what triggers it for you.
Oh, maybe. Okay. So where was that again? Desktop.
Desktop and dock, and then scroll down a little bit under in the Windows section, basically. Windows, not Windows.
Tile by dragging windows to
Turn that off. I
tile.
s hope
Okay.
that that's the one.
Windows. Tile by dragging windows to screen edges is now turned off. Hopefully that fixes my problem because that is so fracking annoying. All right. So back to RCS. All right. So RCS is a new messaging standard that can be cross-platform and it's more modern than using SMS and MMS and it's more robust. It's designed to handle media content much better than MMS and
I mean, the big difference is MMS and SMS are kind of carrier level protocols. But it's implemented still, I think, on top of GSM, especially. I think it's even still GSM, if I remember correctly. RCS is kind of a modern day protocol. Like, I mean, anything you're using, HTTP, like that. So it's built on top of modern TCP/IP stacks and. I think it was invented by Google originally, if I remember correctly, but it's based on the Signal protocol, basically.
Okay.
So it's still you did the carrier still have to implement it?
Which is why I
Or
don't have it yet.
yeah, but it is other than that because it's still a carrier level service, but it's not a protocol on that like very low level, basically.
Okay. All right, so that finally gets us to end-to-end encryption coming to RCS
Yeah,
and
we should mention that. So there is end-to-end encryption for RCS, but it is a proprietary thing that Google implemented themselves and only for themselves. They didn't, I think that they never even provided any documentation or anything for it. So that's why Apple didn't implement it, and I think a bunch of others be, or didn't use it because they said, well, this is kind of a it's not standard. It's something that Google did.
right. And Apple and other companies, they don't want to be locked into Google controlling this protocol. So they've been waiting for the GSM Association, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the group that's responsible for the standard. They are now working on their own end-to-end encryption, which will be part of the actual standard and not Google's proprietary thing.
By the way, Google has a long his long-standing history of doing stuff like this. So this is not necessarily a bad thing how they did it. I mean, HTTP 3, for example, was originally a Google project called Speedy. So stuff, I mean, Google does that sometimes. They like implement something because it's interesting to them slash helps them with stuff slash it's a technical challenge. And then they turn it over to like standards bodies to kind of standardize.
And I do like when they hand over the technology so that it can be publicly managed like this. And I think that's much better than forcing everyone to use a proprietary Google technology that you're now completely reliant on Google maintaining, because they also have a track record there, and
Yeah,
it's
by the way, I think
not a
it
good
was
one.
HTTP 2, not HTTP 3. But I think HTTP 3 might even be from them too. I just don't remember what that was called.
Okay. Excuse me. All
Yeah.
right.
So now we're hoping. I mean, it was very clear that, I mean, these days especially, a non end-to-end encrypted messaging protocol is a no-go anyway. Like, nobody's doing that. Like, even WhatsApp, which is completely proprietary and for the longest time was not encrypted at all, as far as I remember. I mean, maybe transport, yeah, probably transport encryption on the like lower level, but not like message encryption really. Enabled that years ago. So it's, yeah, it's kind of, as I said, I mean, these days, if a messenger doesn't offer end-to-end encryption, I wouldn't say nobody is using it, but people are very hesitant to accept it. iMessages had it for a long time. WhatsApp has it. I mean, Signal and Telegram and all of them are known, like, solutions for that. Yeah, and that's the difference to RC. I mean, that's really the big difference to SMS, because SMS is, I don't know what you can call it, encrypted at all. Like, it's plain text. I mean, technically it's harder to read because you still need specialized equipment, but that equipment is like out there. You can buy it for $50 or whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Now, related to that, in the chat, Ian, or Ian, wow, I can't even talk.
Do
Wow.
you want?
Ewan is asking if this gets rid of the iPhone and Android charge that carriers are levying for media content. If you're encrypted, end-to-end encrypted, I don't see how your carrier could charge you for that because they don't know what's in that message.
Yeah, I mean, we had, I think, was it yesterday even, we had the question like, why is WhatsApp so popular in Europe? And one of the reasons is that, in contrast to the US, charging per SMS is, I think, even to this day, still a thing. Or you have like a whatever, I mean, these days it doesn't matter. Like, I think my contract still has like 500 SMS per month or something ridiculous. But, and I never use it at all. Like, I'm sending zero text messages, but that's part of the reason why WhatsApp became quite popular, because yeah, it got around that.
Which makes
If
sense.
memory serves, and don't ask me which one, but you're at especially around iPhone release time, you're bombarded with all these, switch to us, switch to us, and you get quote unquote unlimited talk and text, which leads me to believe that there are some packages out there that are not unlimited text. That
Yes.
they may have a lot like yours, Patrice, but there's still a limit. And I mean, I've seen some, let's see. Yeah, okay, I'll just say it. Some younger people than me, who can burn through hundreds of texts in a
Yeah.
very short time period. It's
Oh.
frightening.
5 minutes.
Yes, yeah, so, well, I,
500
sure.
message 500 messages, 5 minutes, right?
I don't want to overstate the case, but yeah, I mean, because they do it like we are having a conversation, sentence. Sentence out, sentence back, sentence out, sentence back. So,
Yeah, I'm in some group chats where they'll get super chatty, and I can set my phone down and pick it up like 20 minutes later, and I am not exaggerating. There will be over 100 messages in this group chat with just five people.
And I mean, you know those people that like send every sentence in its own message, basically. So they'll send like 10 messages back to back to back to back to
They're the same ones that quit every
back.
application when they stopped using it on their Mac and then reopen it 30 seconds later.
Probably, yeah. There's
Excuse
definitely some overlap in that group.
me.
Yeah.
So anyhow, all right, wrapping that whole
Yeah, we talk more
RCS
than we would think
encryption.
about.
Is just because you see headlines today saying that Apple is adding end-to-end encryption to RCS doesn't mean it's happening right now. What it really means is that the group overseeing the standard is working on their own end-to-end encryption, and that people are writing headlines about that include the word Apple because that catches your eye. So there you go.
I mean, Apple will probably have to implement it, and it's probably part of that
Of
effort. But
course.
that's not easy. That's not, I mean, I've worked on stuff like that. That's not easy.
Yeah, of course. Apple will have to implement it, and then at that point, I don't think the carriers will have to do anything. Actually, I don't know. Maybe they will.
No, they shouldn't. I mean, it depends depends on what the change to the protocol really is, if there's anything relevant for them to change that changes. But it should just be it's just a different message that gets sent. I don't know. I mean, it could be. Who knows?
Yeah. I could probably look it up and then I'd know, but why?
Yeah, no, I could see some stuff about like key exchanges and so on. Who knows?
We'll know right after the GSM group reveals their standard.
Yeah, I'm in next year.
Yeah, next year.
If we get it by iOS 19 time, we're probably lucky.
I can live with that. I already have all my Blue Bubble people. All right. So another article that we should talk about, probably just briefly, because this affects people in the US. Well, places where you can get the Apple Card. So yeah, I guess basically the US. And so Wall Street Journal is reporting that Apple, excuse me, that JPMorgan Chase is in negotiations to take over Apple Card from Goldman Sachs. And all right, here's my take on this. Of course they are, because JPMorgan Chase has a whole division that this is what they do, the branded cards. And so apparently they know how to do it right. And people are saying that Goldman Sachs is wanting out of their Apple deal.
No,
That's
they
true,
not.
but they want out of all of this.
They, I mean, that's the thing. The Apple deal was supposed to be Goldman Sachs' entry in the consumer market, and I think they realized that they just don't want to do that. It's just
Right.
too hard and too much effort and whatever for them. So they're not doing that anymore. And I mean, for sure, there's other banks out there that are interested, like JP Morgan Chase and probably like a lot of others. So someone will pick it up. Yeah, and I think that's the end of the story. I mean, sure, like yeah, Apple's negotiating probably with if this is true, we don't know, then they're probably negotiating with a whole bunch of other banks. Like they've done, I mean they've worked with Barclays in the UK, they've worked like
And
Apple,
in the US.
They've been Apple branded cars before. Like this is nothing new.
Right. Yeah, the difference here is that Apple has worked to have tight integration in the wallet app with their branded card.
Yeah, and I mean it's not just the card these days. There's the whole Apple Cash, there's the high yield savings account and all of that. So there's more to that.
And so, and look, I have told this story on Mac Voices Live. I'll tell a very abbreviated abbreviated version of it. But I think that Goldman Sachs, I had a problem with my Apple Card transaction ordering my iPhone last Friday. And I am not exaggerating when I tell you, it took three different calls. The first one to Goldman Sachs, an hour. The second to Apple, about 10 minutes. 10 minutes. And then another call to Goldman Sachs. It took another hour to get it resolved.
Yeah,
And so
I had a
they
similar
lost.
experience recently.
Yeah, they lost. They clearly lost money on me. And so, you know, I've my interactions with Chase have been always very, very professional. And, you know, I mean, look, things go wrong. I get that. But the amount of time it took for them to just even identify what the issue was, and then, you know, another hour to resolve it was just staggering to me. It's like, really? You know, no wonder you're losing you're losing all this money. And if this was supposed to be your entry into consumers, yeah, you better get out now while the getting's good.
Yeah, I had a similar experience with when I ordered my Vision Pro. I think I talked about that back then, so.
All right. So, Ewan's asking, is the Apple Card even popular?
Oh
Definitely
yeah.
in the U.S.
Yeah, that's the
Yeah,
problem.
but
It's
only in the
not a,
US.
they haven't expand, they never expanded it.
No. Yeah, I
So,
mean,
does
which
that
is not
mean,
as easy, but they, yeah.
well, did that mean that Apple never expanded it or Goldman Sachs never expanded it because didn't want to, were losing too much money because of their questionable capabilities in this area?
I would lean to towards Goldman Sachs probably not wanting to do it.
I would agree,
I mean,
Dave, based on my experience, yeah.
is Goldman Sachs operating in other countries? Because I mean that's the big like limiting factor here. If they wanted to come to Europe, for example, there's a whole different set of banking regulations that they have to follow. So partnering with a bank that is already operating in a market is easier in this case.
There may have been something in the contract with Goldman Sachs that prohibited that for Apple.
Possible. Yeah, probably.
You know, Goldman wanted it, you know, and so maybe to what we started out, you know, maybe their idea was we're going to get into the global branded credit card market. And this was, and they thought they were picking a great partner, which they did. And then somebody dropped a big ball.
All right. So, pop quiz time. We've had, well, about a week now almost of macOS Tall Trees and iOS and iPadOS 18. Favorite feature or feature that you're really liking? Dave, I'm totally putting you on the spot first.
Easy control center. The expanded part of the control center is just fabulous. I just think the way you'll be able to customize it, you can make it larger icons, smaller icons, you get multiple pages, you can expand upon it, and then third party apps are going to be able to, are already taking advantage of it. They already have Instagrams already on there and others that can be on there for the control center. I think it's a game changer the way they've really expanded this. Not everybody's liked the control center, especially how it was before in iOS 17 and prior, where you had to go into the settings, go into the control center, and plus minus, and it only had certain things that you could do, and you didn't have much customizations. So, out of the top five of I've ranked for these of the features in iOS 18, I think control center to me is quite an advance.
Control Center is pretty cool. I haven't played with it as much as you have, which we discovered last night on In Touch with iOS when I realized what the little icons down the side of Control Center actually meant.
Pages.
They were pages. I thought they were just like shortcuts to controls. No, they're for pages. And by the way, Dave, thank you for letting us crib from your In Touch with iOS show notes every week.
Always my pleasure.
You rock.
What features does iOS 18 have? See, I've been using it for so long, I've already forgotten what changed.
I can rattle off a couple
I was say,
that
okay.
I could
Yeah,
easily too.
sure.
Okay, so here's a couple that I'm really enjoying. First one is surprising for me, already a nice productivity tool, and that's the remote screen sharing control thing for your iPhone. Because I now have the ability to have one single place that manages all of my alerts, which is my iPhone. And so I can be at my desk at like right now looking at my computer screen, and the notifications that are going to my phone, I can have just pop up in the corner of my Mac screen, and I can just manage everything from one place and push out those notifications to everywhere that I might need them. And then also for when I'm doing presentations where I need to double something on the iPhone, it's now just part of the system. I don't need to jump through any hoops. Like before, I would use QuickTime or what was the other one? Squirrel? No, Squirrel's a company that makes it.
Oh,
Anyhow,
and yeah, I know what you mean, Jeff, the screen sharing.
the screen sharing thing,
Yeah,
and it's made
shoot.
by like Squirrel Software or something. The other thing that I'm just absolutely loving, and it's just because it's fun for me, and it's being able to use my Apple Pencil to write equations in the calculator app and watch them solve themselves. Sometimes.
Sometimes it gets it wrong. Yeah, we've tried it. The only thing with that iPhone sharing thing is there's a ma minor annoyance that I have with this whole system, like because it's relying on Sidecar basically. And if you're using Sidecar in any other shape or form, it doesn't work. So if you're using continuity camera, it doesn't work. If you're using your iPad, for example, as a Sidecar like screen, it doesn't work. If you're connecting your Mac to your Apple Vision Pro in like virtual display mode, it doesn't work.
Huh.
So it's only allowing a single connection to this to a Mac. So if it's
I have not
it's pretty
encountered that
annoying.
limitation yet, but I'm glad to know about it because it would no doubt end up biting me when I'm in the middle of a live presentation.
Yeah, I literally wanted to do that like a minute ago and I couldn't. So that's fine.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I've
All right.
actually thought about because from the Vision Pro you cannot do the iPhone control thing yet. Hope that's coming in the future version. So I thought, hey, I can get around that by just connecting to the Mac virtual display and just doing it through that. And no, you can't.
And no, you can't. That's lame. All right. Well, time to rework that code, Apple.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
pretty sure that they're gonna do it eventually. It's just a matter of when.
I hope so. All right, Chuck, anything standing out for you?
Jeff, I'm like you. I haven't had a chance to play with things. I've got several articles that, yeah, I want to go and through and try this, try that. I'm with Dave though. The control center is just so much better because in the past I felt like I would like to have put other things or rearranged them or do things differently. And now, I have access to so many things just right there. If I have a complaint about it, and it's not really a complaint, it may just be me not being used to it yet, but sometimes I have trouble hitting the icon to get it shift to shift down. And that just may be, I may have a fat finger, I don't know. But other than that, I mean, just the idea that everything is right there, you don't have to go searching for it is, it feels like what it should have been. But again, it's one of those things that if we hadn't, if we would probably have been complaining if we'd have had all that access to all those controls earlier on. So it just feels like, yeah, its time has come, and now I've got it, and I really, really appreciate that. Because I'm forever jumping in there for something. And now it's like, whoa, I can jump in there for a whole lot more things, and I only have one place to jump.
Which is nice. Yep. All right. Well,
I
Patrice?
think what stands out to me, I mean, not that I'm using it much because I'm using a third-party password app, but I think the Passwords app is pretty cool. Like,
Doesn't matter.
especially for normal people, I would call it. Not people
Gives
like
us
us
a
that maybe needs like more advanced password stuff or are sharing passwords or whatever you're doing, like some other crazy stuff. But for most people, it is, I mean, the way it is integrated throughout the system and how easy it is to use and it gets the job done. I think it's a pretty cool idea. And I know the person who's written it, so that helps.
That helps too. Yep.
No, but it is. I mean, I think it is. It's kind of been, I don't know, 15 years in the making almost, like with Keychain and everything, or probably longer. Probably longer at this point. Don't know how old is Keychain?
It's been around for a long
Right.
time.
Long time. Exactly. So whatever. Like however old Keychain is, it's been a very long time in the making. But yeah, it's good. I mean, you can store passkeys in it, and with iOS 18, you also have the possibility to upgrade to passkeys. So websites and apps can basically tell it, like even automatically update or allow you to like click a button and it updates you to like from a password to a passkey and stores it automatically when you log in, all of that. So it's yeah, I think it's a really cool app.
Awesome. Hey, you know what
Yeah, I
else
know
is
some.
cool?
Sorry, I know some people who have switched to it, like people like us.
Patrice, I do feel like it's maybe the people that listen to this show probably already know, but just to be clear, it's not like you're going to have to go in and anything you've had in Keychain, you have to move over or reset manually. It all feeds right in.
Right.
And
It
so
is Keychain.
that.
In the back end, it's Keychain.
Yeah, and I've heard, seen a couple places mention that or in forums that that's there's a confusion around that they like I don't want to start over, I already have all my passwords over here, and it's like, well, if you have them somewhere else, maybe you're going to have to do some rekeying or some importing of some kind. But if you've been using Keychain for anything, then it's right there just waiting for you. And it's a whole lot more easy to access and manage.
And the good thing is, or the cool thing is, it is not just an Apple platform. There is a Windows, like a Windows version of it, basically, or a way to access those passwords on Windows. So it syncs, I guess, over iCloud with Windows. If that is something that you care about, like, because people sometimes think, oh, this is only if you have Apple devices, you can use that. No, you can also use it with others.
All right. Well, I'll pretend like my segue actually worked and pick up where I was at the time, which is TSO hosts. That's also cool. And what makes them so cool? Well, it's the fact that they make it easy for you to buy domain names. They make it easy for you to get your website up and running, and they offer good pricing. And why would I have tried to do a segue that fell apart a while ago and then just jumped into this now? It's because TSO Host is taking what they're doing and they're saying, hey, British Tech Network, here you go. Here's the stuff that you need to do what you do. And what does that stuff include? Well, it's the bandwidth to be able to live stream to you every single week, multiple shows. It's the hosting space, so there's a place for the website to live. It's the server space, so all the show recordings have a place where they can live, so you can watch or listen anytime you want. Assuming that you just don't have the chance to watch it live, or maybe one of the live shows that you watched, you're thinking, that was so classic, and that Chuck Joyner is so dreamy. And I mean, seriously, I need to watch again. And I totally get it. I watch episodes just because Chuck is in them. It's a thing.
Me too.
See, it's a thing. Anyhow, so yeah, TSO hosts, they're just giving us what we need to be able to do what we're doing and the resources for that. I mean, it takes a lot. So we appreciate that TSO host is here supporting us, and thank you, TSO hosts, for doing that. Now, I'm saying it right now, you can too, even if you're not watching live. Doesn't matter. You can go do it right now. Hop out on social media and thank TSO hosts for being here and supporting the British Tech Network. Only takes a minute. It's easy to do. And it's a great way to let them know that we all appreciate that they're being so generous and helping us out with the British Tech Network. So thank you again to TSO hosts. Speaking of support, Patrice, I need your support so often. And you've actually made it so I don't have to rely on you all the time to talk about the live chat, because you took the time to upgrade and modernize our whole live stream system, which also
I
includes the
did.
live chat. And I feel like since you're the expert and you're here, even though you made this work so well that I can talk about it, why don't you do it anyhow?
Of course I can do that. And as you said, it is super easy. I mean, it's so easy that even you can use it. So that's how easy it is. No, I'm just
Even
kidding.
I can, yeah, that's true. Yep.
No, Ewan, not you.
Oh, even Ewan can you? Okay, now we've really set a bar there. Okay.
So it's a really cool solution, and it's kind of like, I mean, if you're listening to this, it's kind of like YouTube Live or Twitch or whatever, like Twitch live streams. You have the video on one side and the chat on the other side. So if you have a decent sized screen, you can do that side by side. There's also ways to do that, like on smartphones. I've used it, and Ewan is using it right now. It's a really cool open source solution using actually Fediverse technology. So it also even federates, which if you care about that, is really cool. But what matters to you most is you literally just go to live.britishtechnetwork.com. And that's it. Like no registration, no nothing. Like literally point your browser there and that's it. And then when we are recording the show, which is Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time for the big show, and Fridays, 4 p.m. UK time for this very show. So big show, if you're more into the, let's say, non-Apple side of things, we talk about chips, we talk about like so chip design and production, whatever. We talk about space, computer gaming, cars, like whatever other technology there is out there. We usually talk about that. Lego, I guess, pops up sometimes. So yeah, it's just a really cool, easy solution. And then you can talk to us, like, and we put links in there, and you can even like it generates like some really fun names, like the Cocky Ardinghellie. I don't know what that even is, but it's Bob Beach actually. You can change your name, like just click on the little thing up top, and like the purple drop down, and say change name, and that's it, and it will remember that. I should remember that. So next time you open it, it should actually remember it. There's also a way to authorize, or like to authenticate, I should say, not authorize, authenticate with your Fediverse account. But yeah, that's probably more advanced. But let's say you are like, you want to go to come to, like, you want to click, find all the links for the cool things and the news stories and whatever. But you're listening to this in like recorded form. So, of course, live chat is not going to work. We do have a really cool chat transcript, and all you have to do for that is head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, and then there's a very friendly calendar that will ask you for a date, and whatever date you put in, somewhere between I think June 2nd, 2015, and today. Today would be September 20th, 2024. I almost said 2015. 2024. Any date you put in where we had a show, which Thursdays or Fridays are safe bet, I would say. It is very rarely that we had shows in the past, even like on other days. And if you put that date in, you will see literally everything that we talked about in the chat on that very day. So this is how it works.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that. And yeah, even I can talk about the chat now and sound, well, relatively intelligent. Yeah. Anyhow, hey, it is time to do cool things. So who has the first cool thing? And the awesome thing is I have to keep reloading to
But
see
that's
if anything's actually there. And it's Patrice. Okay.
but that's a problem on your end, not with your chat.
It's a problem on my end. And I'm actually thinking that I might be having a problem that's specific to macOS tall trees.
Could be.
But
Yeah, I can give you there are URLs for the chat itself, for example, so maybe that helps. Anyway, my cool thing, I guess.
yes.
Nobody else has put anything in. So it is a iPhone slash mostly Vision Pro app, and it's a social media app or social network app called InSpace. So if you've listened to the Vision Profiles podcast, or even I think Chuck on Mac Voices here doing something with them together, I think it was mentioned there as well. You've probably heard of this app. It was actually written by two Chinese guys, so they're from like the development team's actually in China. It's a like a yeah, what do you call it? Like it's a Vision Pro virtual reality like social app. Kind of, I was thinking about that yesterday. We talked about that. Think of it kind of like almost Clubhouse. You remember that app where you had like the
Oh,
groups
yeah.
and people were talking or whatever? Kind of like that. So it's basically on your Vision Pro, you can go in, you can have your persona, and then you can chat to people. And either you can do it in what's called windowed mode. So you have kind of a window, and there's like eight, I think it's eight seats around it, and then you can kind of talk to each other, and the others, like other people, can just sit there and listen. Or you can do it in full-on immersive VR. So it's kind of, you can design, like it's really cool. You can design your own meeting room, your space, have music, have like pictures on the wall and whatever. It's really well made. It's super easy to use. It works on your iPhone, but you don't get all the features, of course. You can share files and pictures, especially, of course, spatial videos, spatial photos, stuff like that. So it's just a really cool, really well-made app, completely free right now. Monetization at some point they will figure out. They have some ideas, but for now, this is a side project to them. So they have a main app that's actually financing this. Also in the App Store. So those are two, as far as I know, two developers. They have other apps and have done this before. That's not the first time. It's really good. And there's they have a community, kind of a community manager in the US, Lisa. She's I mean, we're basically hanging, like there's like a group of, I want to say 15, 20 people right now that are just hanging out. Like most are from the US, but there's like a guy from Sweden, there's me, there's a couple guys from Germany, a couple ladies as well. Like it's just like from all over the world. Saudi Arabia, I've seen, like it's just a really interesting group, and we just hang out and talk about whatever. So it's just like it reminds me a little bit of IRC or anything like that in the early days. Like a small group, but very dedicated, having a lot of fun, sharing photos, sharing stuff, sharing what's really cool, what are called kind of the 3D images, basically. So you can like literally someone put up the when the iPhone and the Apple Watch or whatever was announced, they put up the 3D models for them. So you could literally open that app and then look at it like in 3D space, in spatial computing space basically, and turn it around and look at it from all page from all sides and whatever. That was really cool. So in long story short, InSpace, really good app.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, Chuck, now you have another cool thing to experiment when you get your Vision Pro.
Thank
Yes.
you.
All right, Dave, tell us about your cool thing.
Yes, this is what I have. This is made by a company called PurePort. It's a maintenance and cleaning multi-tool. And what it does is it allows you to be able to go, there's plenty of times we've experienced where you get lint inside the jack of your iPhone or on or lint or other debris gets into your Mac, as well as in the cables. So this has various different little connectors here that you can go in here, including they call it a port pick, a port and cable wand, port sleeve, utility pick, cable tab, utility brush, and then it's got some cleaning solution and a micro cloth that allows you to really do a good job of cleaning it. Because there's so many times I've seen where people have the fact that you can't get your jacks clean. You use this thing and it'll get in there and get the dust out, so you got a good connection when you're charging with your phone. Same thing with the cables. You actually there's a I believe it's this one right here where you can put the cable on here and it'll actually clean out the cable, USB-C, real easily. Each one of these little adapters pull off on this little guy, but you might want to take it off because this could be a little dangerous. You don't want to be putting this in your pocket. So, but it is a it's a it's a really good little tool, and it's very cheap. I mean, it's listed for $24.99, but it also gives you a 15% coupon that takes that off as well. So it wasn't too terribly expensive, but always something like this could come in handy. And I said plenty of times, I think I've done it for my family members, and that my iPhone won't charge anymore. And okay, well, let's see what's happening. It's probably all the lint that you have in your pocket when you keep your iPhone in your pocket. So.
Great. Now I need to look and see what my port looks like. I'll do that later.
Not sure you should do that on the show, Joe.
I don't know. We could draw in a new demographic.
Check it out.
Yeah, cool. All right. Excuse me. I clearly need to order one of these and stop using a toothpick to clean out ports. Never use a toothpick to clean out ports. It's a really, really bad idea.
It might break.
Yep. All right, so Chuck, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to do a bonus sized pick this time. So the first item in the bonus is this is a Spigen case. This is what I will be putting my iPhone in momentarily. This is a Numot. First of all, I've been buying their cases as some of the first cases for years now, and anticipating or being willing to trade up or to, do other phone cases after some of the bigger, more well-known manufacturers, get theirs out. And I haven't had to because these cases have been just phenomenal. But so this is a new model. This has a little, still learning how to use it here, but this has a cover that will protect your lenses.
Nice.
And this is either going to work really well or I'm going to become really annoyed with it really quick. I'm not sure which, but I've always just had just a little concern about those lenses, no matter how much the cases provide a little bump to them to protect them or whatever. I really like the idea of just being able to do this. And I'm not even sure, but I think I may even be able to remove that if I decide I really hate it, or I'll just get another one. And before somebody asks, there is not a button. There's a cutout for the camera button on the new phone, so that'll be actually, able to use that. This is really affordable. Right now, it's $25.99 with a 5% coupon on Amazon, as opposed to, some of the others that are $30, $40, $50. I really like this. I really like this. So the second thing, I'm trying to paste them in one at a time to the chat. Here we go. This too is sitting here waiting to be applied. This is a glass film protector or screen protector for the phone. Now, I know this is supposed to be a stronger ceramic shield, and but I don't even know what that means as far as scratches and that kind of thing. So this will be going on. This is an AM film. I've been using these again for years. They apply brain dead simple. You almost can't mess it up unless you really try. And once it's on, you don't even know it's on. It just disappears. I have one on my old phone, and that sometimes I almost forget to peel that off before I send it back. I'm sure Apple might notice, but you really can't in day-to-day use. So this is $10. That's $10 worth of insurance against a scratched, or with a little extra protection from a cracked iPhone screen. So I love it. So those are my two. But the big bonuses, in honor of you and being here today, and Patrice being able to make it, this Wednesday I went to the Full Metal Assault tour. I wish Ben was here. With Accept and KK's Priest. Had a great time, and I was standing in the second row center, so I got a great view of everything. But what's cool about this, it's a place called Mickey's Black Box, which seems to have a reputation for people recording sessions there. And so I found two videos of both the complete show for Accept and KK's Priest on YouTube right now. They're in the chat room. The camera work is not the best because, for obvious reasons, it's not professional, but it means a lot to me because I was there. And so if you want a taste of it, go for it. Just turn it up loud.
Nice.
Nice.
Very cool. All
So
right.
those are bonus picks. Oh, and for those who are not in the know, Accept is German metal and KK's Priest is British metal. So it seems appropriate for the British Tech Network.
There you go.
Awesome.
Oh, God.
All right. My pick today. Yeah, I'm bringing Lego again today.
There you go.
And this pick was actually inspired by my neighbors who last night started putting out all their Halloween decorations, and I am so on board with this. So my pick today is the Lego Nightmare Before Christmas kit. And so it has the crypt and a mini version of Jack's house and the hill that Jack and Sally go and stand on top of. And it has Sandy Claus. And anyhow, it's a cool little kit, and it has 2,193 pieces in it. So if you do the Dyma Brick guideline, should be $219, but it's 199. Also, they are currently running a special. When you buy the kit, you get two little gift kits with it, and one, it's called River Camping Adventure, and the other one is a Batman minifigure on top of like a spire with a gargoyle on a building. So you get a couple little bonus kits with it. And the Nightmare Before Christmas kit is looking, it looks really cool. And this is one that was a Lego Ideas winner. So there you go. It's a
Jeff,
Lego unlocked.
how many of these kits do you have?
Yeah,
How many will you
that's
admit that you have?
all
I
right,
have
Chris.
many. I don't have this, but I probably will someday. And have a lot of kits that, like, hey, there's an R2-D2 right over here. And
How do you do?
R2-D2. And then right over here, I always have a couple brick separators handy in case I need to pop apart some Lego bricks. And I have a lot of Lego bricks. I have many kits.
Nice.
Yeah. My problem right now is where do I display stuff that I want to have out? Because there's just not enough space. This is the cross I bear. All right. So, with that, it is now time to wrap up. And I am so happy that this is how I got to kick off my Friday morning. It's just so much fun. I got to have some ASMR unboxing, and I got to hang out with the three of you, which is absolutely fantastic. So with that, Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me almost every week here on the British Tech Network, on the Big Show on Thursdays, and also on the Mac Show, this very show on Fridays. And when I say almost every week, it's mostly because I'm traveling sometimes, actually once a week, once a month. So then I can do it usually, except for this time. All I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast, the projects, literally everything you can find on my website, thepatrice.com. And I have really cool new podcasts that I record with Jeff Gamet. You know that guy? Heard of him? Where we've yeah, it's like that guy. Where we talk about like retro TV shows, and we're rewatching. It's called Retro Rewatch. Did I mention that? We're rewatching Stargate SG-1 right now. We are in season one, and we just published episode 10, which is
Woohoo!
one of my all-time favorites, Thor's Hammer. So it's a really good one, really interesting one, and we just literally a couple hours ago published that one. So go listen to it.
That was a fun episode. Yep.
Feels like forever.
All
Like
right.
forever ago, good if we record
Yep. Oh, man, sorry about that. Okay, Dave, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me at In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/intouchwithios. We just did a great show yesterday talking about some of my five iOS 18 tips. You can also find me over on Mac Voices Live on Tuesday nights, as well as here on Fridays, and I am on Mastodon at DaveG65@mastodon.club. Thank you.
Awesome. And Chuck, how about you?
MacVoices.com. Check out everything we do. We do a live show Tuesday nights with Jeff, Dave, Patrice when she wants to stay up late, and a lot of other of our friends at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV. And on all the socials, you can find me as at Chuck Joyner. And I will put a plug in for Vision Profiles, which is more a series on Mac Voices that also gets published on the Vision Profiles podcast feed. So I do the video and audio versions. They do the audio version, but I believe they're also going to start putting those up on their YouTube channel. The whole idea was they do things, they sort of do it week to week. When I ask them to do Vision Profiles, we pull back and just take a long look at a particular aspect of Apple Vision Pro use. This time we did entertainment. And it, as Patrice said, we talked about in space, but also some of the other aspects of entertainment. So if you are, Marty said I coined a new phrase. If you're Apple Vision curious, like I am, listen to it because I try to ask the questions that you might want to ask if you're not an Apple Vision Pro user, and they can explain it and do a little better without all the marketing jargon. So I think it's valuable, especially if you're thinking about investing in an Apple Vision Pro. Thank you, Joe.
Chuck, being Apple Vision curious is totally fine, totally acceptable. I mean, you experiment and you learn what you like and what you don't like and what works for you. So go ahead, be Apple Vision curious.
Yeah, I am. And I think that a lot of other people are. They might not exactly term it that way, but I think they are.
I think that's safe. Yep. All right. My turn. Let's see. Social media. I'm Jay Gamut on pretty much everything. I'm active on Mastodon and Instagram mostly. And then for shows, Chuck lets me join in on Mac Voices Live on Tuesdays. Dave lets me join in on In Touch with iOS on Thursdays. Here we are on the British Tech Network, the big show on Thursdays, Mac show on Fridays. Brian Chaffin and I do the Context Machine. And as Patrice pointed out, we do retro rewatch, which is super fun. All right. So with that, thank you to the three of you for being here and making my Friday morning just an absolute delight. You are all absolutely awesome. And I'm so happy I get to spend time with you. All of you that are watching and listening live, participating in the live chat, I'm so glad you were here too. I really enjoy that we get to spend this time together, and it's great that we all get to be part of the BTN family. And speaking of everyone that watches or listens to shows later, thank you for being here and being part of the family as well. And hey, Ewan, thank you for being you. And Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. TSO hosts, thank you for being here and supporting us as well. Give them some online love. Did I mention the discount code they have? I don't know. Since you're part of the BTN family, if you use the discount code BTN20 at checkout with TSO hosts, you get an extra 20% off your order. So, you know, if you've got that, that awesome domain name, like Chuck is visionprocurious.com. Go ahead and add it to your cart, throw in the discount code BTN20 and get an extra 20% off that order. All right. So with that, everyone, don't forget to join us next Thursday for the big show. Come back again next Friday for the Mac show. Everyone have an awesome weekend.